American fuel and petrochemical manufacturers president, Chet Thompson, will weigh in on high gas prices and all kinds of other stuff. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The NC2A tournament gets underway this weekend. With it comes hundreds of millions of dollars in wagering. In fact, the Super Bowl is no match for the big dance. Last month's NFL title game set a state record for betting handle at just over $185 million. That's one game. The NC2A tournament features 67 single elimination games. Last year's handle was nearly triple that of what was wagered on the Super Bowl. Big weekend of betting as there will be 48 games in the first 4 days. The round of 64 teams tips off on Thursday. Vegas Golden Knights are back on the ice. Tonight, winners of three of their last four games, VGK is clinging to the final playoff spot in the Western Conference, just 4 points ahead of St. Louis with 15 games to play.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
670 KMZQ presents At the Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB42. NMLS number 64367.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Still working out a couple of problems on the Valley freeways right now. In the northwest, US 95 southbound at Cheyenne, you had an accident still working there, as well as one on the southern beltway. Coming out of Henderson on westbound 215 at Windmill. All clear now on I-15. What's left of an accident, 15 southbound between Sahara and Spring Mountain, is out of the travel lanes on the right. Lake Mead Boulevard on-ramp to get onto southbound 15 is still being... Pardon me, still being cleared of an accident. That's in the right lane there. Lake Mead Boulevard on-ramp to 15 southbound. Great looking day in the valley. Weather-wise, mostly sunny skies, light winds. Afternoon temperatures will top out in the mid-70s. It's 54 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Bucks further down the street, pool way down low.
By the way, this hour brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Polinos, and all the great men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. Thank you so much for what you do. We really appreciate it. Nevada Trucking Association. Earlier, I had a chance to visit with Chet Thompson. If you don't know who he is the CEO and president of the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers, an industry group. They support... fossil fuels and cars that run on fossil fuels. There is a big day coming tomorrow. The EPA is going to send out rules and regulations regarding EVs. Yeah, that. This was Chet Thompson, and I asked him to give us the backstory on this whole EV mandate thing. When did it begin, and what's going to happen tomorrow?
tomorrow's a big day for our country. It's a big day for EPA. And listen, this all started back when President Biden, back in 2020, was running for president. He made a campaign promise that he was going to use all his administrative powers to force the entire transportation fleet in this country to be electric. And so he is starting to deliver on that promise. Tomorrow, EPA is going to finalize the first step in what effectively will amount to a ban of gas and diesel power cars and trucks in this country in 8 short years. This is an unprecedented move. Frankly, I find it to be rather un-American that they are going to make it so the average American won't be able to buy a new gas and diesel power car in this country. And that all starts tomorrow afternoon when EPA finalizes this rule.
And what will the rule look like?
Well, there's two. Like I said, tomorrow's rule will be EPA's bite at the apple. And what it will do is it will set a fleet-wide average for all vehicles. And they're going to set it, to be very specific, at 82 grams of carbon per mile. And what that means is all car, you know, for the car makers, they'll have to average their entire fleet of cars across that number. And today, not a single gas, diesel, or hybrid car comes anywhere close to that number. So what ends up happening, even by EPA's own account, is it will force 70% of all new cars in 2032 to be electric.
Okay.
Kevin, the other rule is going to be, and EPA is considering right now authorizing California and 12 states that follow California to outright ban the sale of all gas cars in 2035. So collectively in this country, in 8 to 10 years, you're not going to effectively be able to buy a new gas car.
Okay, so tell me what's going on auto lots around the country. Everything I hear is that the electrics, the EVs, are not selling. Hybrids are selling okay, but not great, and that most people want gas powered cars. What do the numbers tell you?
Well, the numbers tell us that there are people, a certain segment of our population, certainly like EVs, and EVs are great technology, and it fits your family's budget. By all means, you should go buy one. But overwhelmingly, consumers aren't ready for EVs. They're not ready either because they can't afford it, or they have anxiety over range, a lack of charging. So all across this country, you're seeing a lot EVs are piling up. On the front page of today's Wall Street Journal, there's an article about yet another EV maker going into bankruptcy. So you're right. Hybrids are selling. EVs are slowing down. But consumers, overwhelmingly, 90% want to buy gas and diesel cars.
Is there a corresponding mandate for chargers? Because one of the arguments I hear against EVs is that there just aren't enough chargers out there.
There is not a mandate for chargers. A great question, Kevin. Do you know in the entire state of Nevada, there's only 567 public charging stations for all the fleet? So we in this country need about 3 million. That would require us to build and install 800 new chargers every day of the year for the next 9 years to start to get to a place that we'll have enough infrastructure to support what they're trying to do. This makes no sense. I mean, this policy is bad for consumers. It's causing all automobiles' prices to go up. It's bad for our economy. We're losing jobs over this. And it's bad for our national security, Kevin, as China dominates the electric vehicle battery market, mineral market. We are energy secure in this country. We have the great fortune. We're the envy of the rest of the world. And somehow this administration wants to trade all of that for dependence on China.
The technology of EVs, are we all the way there yet, or is it a work in progress?
Well, again, I think, EVs have made tremendous progress. They really are great technology. They just don't meet people's needs right now. They still have range. They're still, on average, about $10,000 more expensive than their gas counterpart. So they don't meet everyone's needs. If you're like my family and you have 3 kids and a couple of dogs and a bunch of sporting equipment, there's not too many great electric vehicle models that fit that need. So, again, what we should not do is have the government, people in Washington, D.C. or Sacramento make decisions for families all across this country. We should let families make a decision on what type of car meets their needs. And that's the, and so what I hope when the president comes to Nevada today, people, you know, really let them know their dissatisfaction with this policy going forward.
There you have it. Coming up tomorrow on the program, very excited. Paul Enos will join us, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association, and we'll talk about what's going on out there and what the EPA is doing tomorrow. It's going to be wild. Hope you will join us at 6:05. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are coming up next. Go, Knights, go.
This segment of the Long Life Era is powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active. Be healthy. They'd rather wait. Marla Letizia is the founder of Long Life Era Community Facebook Group. We also call her Nanny Bubby on Instagram and Facebook. You can embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com. It is not just the Long Life Era, but life itself is full of so-called eras. What are they and how do you define them?
I love this so much because there's so many epiphanies in the answer. So we start out with childhood, first 18 years. Second 18 years, young adulthood. That takes us to 36.
Okay.
Midlife, 36 to 50. 14 years. That is the shortest era of your life. The thing about this long life, let's start with the long life, is that long life, if it starts at 50, can last 50 years or more. This is not the time to throw in the towel. This is the time to live, love, and be happy, and to recreate everything that you got wrong the first half of your life and do it better the next half.
Can we explore the U-curve of happiness?
Right. So the U-curve of happiness states, and look it up, it's the data, is that you start out very, very happy and you're at the top of the U-curve on the left when you're about 11 to 12 years old. Gradually, it goes down into the bottom of that U where you are the most unhappy, and that is during midlife, hence the midlife crisis. When that is over, you start back up that U-curve all the way back up higher and higher to happiness the older that you get. And that is the U-curve of happiness. Makes sense. Those 14 years are so miserable. We all know it if we've lived through it. And then happiness becomes your number one priority.
And you can embrace that mindset at longlifemindset.com.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District 1, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Bond. Trump's bond. Texas delay. Still unconscious. And stolen ruby slippers. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Trump said he's unable to make his $464 million bond in that absurd fraud case in New York City. One of the goals of this lawfare is to bankrupt Trump. They're getting pretty close. His lawyer said the amount of the judgment with interest exceeds $464 million, and very few bonding companies will consider a bond of anything approaching that magnitude. Trump wrote on Truth Social, the size of the bond is unconstitutional, un-American, unprecedented, and practically impossible for any company, including one as successful as mine. The bonding companies have never heard of such a bond of this size before, nor do they have the ability to post such a bond, even if they wanted to. He's already had to post a $91 million bond as a part of the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. The Supreme Court indeed extended the temporary freeze of the Texas immigration law. They had until last night to extend it, and they did. If they did not, then the law would have gone into effect today. But now it remains paused until Monday. Sam Alito issued the hold, which just gives the court more time to review the briefing. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said the Constitution recognizes that Texas has the sovereign right to defend itself from violent transnational cartels that flood the state with fentanyl, weapons, and all manners of brutality. State officials argued to the court that Texas is the nation's first line defense against transnational violence. And if they're not going to defend the borders, then we have to. Perhaps you've seen the horrific video of a 16-year-old girl getting in a fight at school with a 15-year-old girl, but it wasn't like a fight. Like perhaps you had in your school growing up, this larger 15-year-old girl smashed her head into the ground multiple times. She has a fractured skull and has not regained consciousness. This happened 11 days ago. It was at a school outside St. Louis. Her family spokesperson says the full scope and extent of Kaylee's injuries and prognosis for recovery cannot be determined until, with God's grace, she regains consciousness. This is such a knuckleheaded crime. Back in 2005, someone stole the pair of ruby slippers that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz. Well, a second man was just charged in that crime as well, a 76-year-old man. They admitted to using a hammer to smash the glass case at the Judy Garland Museum in Minnesota in order to pull off, quote, one last score before turning away from their life of crime. Why did they steal them? Because they thought the slippers were made of real rubies. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Our freedom should never be taken for granted. They must be cherished, protected, and defended. When corporations pander to the liberal agenda, they must be punished. When corporations stand up for conservative values, they should be supported. This brings me to Freedom 2.0, the bottled water company that proudly represents us. They have hilarious sayings on each bottle like, "This water ain't woke," and "Bottled with liberal tears." Use the code BILL for a 15% discount and subscribe to Freedom 2.0. We must never discount freedom, but we can discount water as long as you use the code BILL. Please visit freedom20.com to order now. That's freedom, the number two, the letter O.com. Freedom20.com, use code BILL for 15% off.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
Beyond a reasonable doubt that a few powerful social media companies, sometimes at the behest of the FBI, suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop story. That situation was finally exposed with troubling clarity. So, what else is being censored? Well, how about traditional and conservative voices on network TV talk shows? This conspiracy dwarfs the Hunter masking. There are three network morning programs and five late-night gab fests. When was the last time you saw a right-leaning person on any of them? This is not an accident, nor has it always been this way. Over the years, I have visited network programs 78 times. The appearances almost always went well, and ratings for the shows were high as my crew watched jacking up their usual audiences. That all stopped in November 2016, and it was not an accident. Network chieftains went ballistic after Donald Trump's election. So for almost 8 years, only liberal commentators are welcome on the talk shows. This, of course, is censorship at the highest level. The result is a normalization of pernicious policies, such as little punishment for criminals, racial preferences, and abortion with no limits. Woke culture dominates because of the now heavily restrictive entertainment industry. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Mary Altoro, Norwalk, Connecticut. Bill, you say Biden doesn't work because he doesn't care about anything. Why don't we ever hear about who is really running the White House? I've done this, Mary, a number of times. I'm going to do it one more time for you especially. All right, the chief of staff in the Biden White House, the man named Jeff Zients, Z-I-E-N-T-S. Have you ever heard of him? No. Nobody's ever heard of him. Top counsel is Ed Siskel, S-I-S-K-E-L. And the head of the communications department is Ben LaBolt. Those are the three inside the White House, in the West Wing, that have the most power. And nobody knows anything about them. They are not public in any way. You never hear from them, but they have the power. And outside, Jeffrey Katzenberg, the Hollywood mogul, huge power. Bernie Sanders, the communist senator from Vermont, big power. And there's Biden, and he listens to all this, but the most powerful person is Jill Biden. There you go. Not going to do it again. John Fox, Asheboro, North Carolina. Why can't you, O'Reilly, make the case that Joe Biden is a tax cheat? He's the big guy. How can I make the case? I don't have subpoena power. I don't know his banking things. That's for the Justice Department and Congress to do. How could I do it? I mean, you say he's a tax cheat. Okay, that's your opinion. If you have some documentation, pass it along to me. I can't just do it out of thin air. In a moment, something you might not know. Running a small business means facing increasing costs to keep the lights on each month. This has been the reality for some time, but it's clear that things are getting tougher. Banks are becoming more cautious and strict about lending money to small businesses, making it seem almost impossible for owners to get the funds they need to operate. Despite these challenges, many small business owners have found innovative ways to keep their businesses moving forward. Capitus, a trusted financing company that is not a bank, has provided more than $5 billion in working capital to small businesses nationwide. They can help businesses like yours navigate through uncertain economic times and thrive. To learn how non-bank financing can benefit your business, visit capitus.com/bill for a free consultation. That's capitus.com/bill.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate, I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 47 years ago today, one of the most beloved sitcoms of all time aired its final episode. The plot featured a female TV producer and her crew at a Minneapolis station. Here is the story of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Miss Moore became famous for her association with Dick Van Dyke. After his series ended in 1966, executives offered the actress her own program. The Mary Tyler Moore Show debuted September 19, 1970. It was an instant hit. Each week, 30 million Americans tuned in to see Mary and her team. During its seven-year run, the program earned 29 Emmys, a record for network television. The last episode aired March 19, 1977.
And certainly make it all seem worthwhile. We'll let you go and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it. Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have the town, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all.
After that finale, Mary Tyler Moore moved on to films, winning an Oscar nomination for her performance in the movie Ordinary People. She passed away in 2017 at the age of 80. Ed Asner reprised his role as Lou Grant in a spinoff for CBS. He is the only actor to win Emmys for the same character in both comedy and drama. Asner died in August 2021. Gavin McLeod, Murray Slaughter on the show, went on to play Captain Stubing on The Love Boat. He passed away 2021 at the age of 90. And here's something else you might not know. Mary Tyler Moore's original character in the show was supposed to be a divorcee who moved on to Minneapolis after separating from her husband. CBS squashed the idea, however. According to executives back then, American families would never watch three types of people: New Yorkers, men with mustaches, and divorced women. Back after this. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584. For a free quote, this protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. No spin, just facts, and always looking.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.